That was the very versatile Van Morrison there with the Caledonian Swing. Our resident wine expert Tyson Stills has had a very busy year both here and abroad, but he does find time to chat with us about the best drinking and often the best value wines produced here in Australia. I spoke with him earlier today, and we do have some terrific suggestions to put a sparkle in your festive season. And if you missed any of his recommendations over the year, you can go back to soundcloud.com/travelwritersradio and just search for Tyson Stelzer. All the interviews will be up there.
Well, it's great to have Tyson Stelzer on the line again. We really appreciate the time Tyson gives us here at Travel Writers Radio. He's a very busy guy. He's all over the world virtually. Tyson, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back on. This is a regular gig for us for some years now, isn't it, Grant?
Well, we have been doing it for, I don't know, about 4 years, I think, Tyson. And, yeah, we really appreciate having your expertise there on tap when we need it. Now, I hear a rumour that you've actually set up a foundation which is aiming to try and curb teen alcohol abuse. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, very exciting opportunity coming up with this in the new year, Grant. I was a high school teacher in a past life many, many years ago, and working on the Gold Coast, and really got to see firsthand what danger is involved for young people who are underage with abusing alcohol. So 5 years ago, I set up a foundation that channels funds into the companies who are doing the best work and really making a difference on the ground. Groups like Red Frogs and Scripture Union, who are putting volunteers out and really make a difference to the way that teenagers respond to alcohol. And, you know, the latest statistics we're seeing are reporting that there is a lower incidence of teen alcohol abuse than at any other time since the surveys were commenced right back in the early 1980s. So we've really seen a turnaround in alcohol culture among young people, which is fantastic. But there's still a lot more work that needs to be done. There are a lot of situations in schoolies, works and university parties, music festivals and the like, where there could be a lot more volunteers put into those situations to help to solve this problem. And there's a lot more education that needs to happen in schools. So what I've organised is a massive auction, which will take place in March next year. And all the details will be at my website, which is teenrescuefoundation.org.au. And we will be auctioning a massive number of premium wines and experiences and champagnes and things that will contribute 100% of the proceeds toward helping young people to make the right decisions around alcohol. There are a lot of wine companies and a lot of people in the alcohol industry who really want to make a positive difference and not quite sure how to do it. So this is one way that we can use responsible drinking to help to encourage others to do the same.
I know from my experience, I did some marketing PR work on the drug offensive, the federal government drug offensive, which was run through the health department. So I'm well familiar with it. And the big issue of the teens is binge drinking. And that's, you know, and that binge drinking and wine don't really go together very well, do they?
Not at all. Most of the alcohol abuse that's happening with underage is spirits and beers, of course, but there are a lot of wine companies who want to be able to use the work that they're doing to help to promote others to drink responsibly too. And when it comes to premium wines and the sort of wines that we talk about on this program, it's not about just smashing them down in order to abuse your body and abuse your friends. It's about building opportunities to build relationships, about celebrating, about enjoying life, about celebrating the good things that this country provides for us. And I mean, that's a wonderful thing for community and connecting people. And the whole concept of alcohol abuse really flies in the face of that.
So yes, it does.
I think it's a great opportunity for us to set a good example, to encourage others to do the same.
Oh, good on you, Tyson.
The Christmas season, to really use alcohol to celebrate the people that we love.
Yeah, well, I hadn't heard about that side of your life. I hadn't actually heard about you being a teacher either, but you obviously have some affinity with kids, and that's great, mate. Really, really pleased to help promote that. So we'll do some more in the new year once we know a bit more about the...
I'll be going out to wineries over the coming weeks and restaurants and others to donate toward the foundation.
Fantastic.
If anybody wants to donate, they can contact me through the website, teenrescuefoundation.org.au, and then in the new year, we'll make some noise about some very exciting things that people can have a go at bidding on.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Now, talking of the new year and, of course, the festivals that come prior to that, Christmas being one of them, what are you suggesting that maybe we should try this Christmas or this festive season, Tyson?
It's sparkling season, isn't it? And this is the time to pull out the best celebratory drinks, which is, of course, champagne. And I love the way that particularly some Pinot-based champagnes and older champagnes with a bit more bottle age have the complexity and the richness and the texture and the character to work not just as aperitifs but right through Christmas fare. And then, of course, the ultimate Christmas sparkling, which is the traditional Australian sparkling red style. Perhaps a little controversial. Not everybody loves it, but I think it's versatility with everything from, you know, duck and chicken and turkey, and if you're putting a sausage on the barbecue, it goes with that too. The trick with sparkling, don't chill it as much as you would champagne.
Right.
Do cool it down, pour it in big glasses, and drink it like you would a red wine, just slightly cooler than red wine temperature, but not too much.
Right. So the spritz, it's not an important part of this. You don't need a contained glass to hold in the bubbles.
No, don't need it out of a flute. It's too big a wine for that. It's
right.
Too much complexity. Some of the best wines in the sparkling red category at the moment, separate Show Reserve out of Great Western is the best.
In Victoria.
$100. If you're after something a little more affordable, there's a baby version of that called Stafford Original, which is awesome, and it's less than $30.
Yep.
And then the bargain out of South Australia is Bleasdale, the sparkling red there out of Langhorne Creek, which is usually under $25 and readily available.
Okay. That sounds like a good option for people, especially if they are having things like turkey. And what about in the typical white sparkling area? Is Arras still a sort of pick of the crop in Australia?
Yeah, Arras is amazing out of Tasmania, of course. I mean, everything at the premium end in Tasmania is really firing right now. The tiny brand that's not readily available, but which you can get direct, Belladon, from the ex-winemaker of Jantz, Natalie Fryer, is outstanding. The Belladon Rosé is one of my favourite Australian wines of the year.
Yep.
And then that whole set of outstanding Tasmanian historic estates, Piri, Clover Hill, Joseph Cromie, Jantz, of course, and then some new ones like Apogee, which is the brand of Andrew Piri, who established many of the vineyards in northern Tasmania. These are beautiful sparkling wines, and if you're spending around sort of $40 to $60 mark for vintage, that's the category to target.
You
generally can't get champagne vintage for that sort of price, but for great Tasmanian vintage, age-worthy, beautiful drinking, refined sparkling wines, they're some of the best in the world in their style.
Fantastic. Well, Tyson, thank you so much for your time and for your expertise that you willingly share with us here on Travel Writers Radio and with our listeners. I know your segment's always well supported and of interest to people, not just in Australia. We see SoundCloud draws a lot of interest for your pieces, and they're all around the world, those people listening on SoundCloud. So thanks again, Tyson, and I wish you and your family a fabulous festive season, and we look forward to chatting with you in 2020.
My pleasure, Graeme. And to those listening from around the world, there's all sorts happening next year. I'm currently planning a few different events in London, and my biggest ever Taste Champagne event is coming on the 25th of March, so don't miss that one, tastechampagne.events. You can grab a ticket now. We've just signed up 53 houses and 276 cuvées. So look forward to meeting some of your listeners in person and raising a glass. Cheers in the new year.
Thank you, mate.
Thanks, Graeme.
Tyson Stills are there with his usual recommendations on what to drink during the summer. He also has news, he talked about the special charity auction of premium wines to support his Teen Alcohol Abuse Foundation, and we'll have more information on that in the new year. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.